Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited to talk to you today about let's examine your self-talk. Are you lifting yourself up or putting yourself down? When I released out Winning the Devil, I used to talk about you have the devil on your left shoulder and the angel on your right, and they're both talking to you, right? That self-talk can either lift you up or pull you down. And there's a lot of conversation out there about negative self-talk. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to focus today on how to get rid of that and how to lift yourself up. You know, one of the things that Outwitting the Devil talked about and getting rid of that negative fear is definiteness of purpose, being focused on what you want, mastery over self, a little self-control. You know, what are you listening to and who are you listening to? And mainly, what are you saying to yourself? I'm not good enough. Easy for her to say. I'm not old enough. I'm too old. I'm not slim enough. I've said all of those to myself. How about you? So the first step I want to challenge you is to listen to what you're saying to yourself. Actually, write it down during the day. Those subconscious thoughts that bubble to the surface, or even though things that come to you like jealousy or envy. I wish I could have that. I deserve that. All of those comments that you make, that go through your brain during the day, jot them down and then examine them. Are they positive or are they negative? Say, I could do that. Instead of, I can't do that. And then kind of challenge it. Ask yourself things like, is there any evidence behind what I'm thinking? When I go, I'm not good enough, what's the evidence that I'm not good enough? And then ask yourself, this one really shows negative self-talk. Would I say that about my best friend? If I wouldn't say that about my best friend, then why would I say it about myself? Because they probably wouldn't be my best friend if I was thinking negatively like that. And how can I change the way I'm feeling? And a lot of it is changing the dialogue. When I talk about money, I talk about how we've been brought up with negative thoughts about money. Pinch your penny, save for a rainy day. I can't afford it. Well, let's talk about the choice of words. I can't afford it. It closes your mind. You literally want to turn off the lights and hide. But just by changing the words, you say, instead of I can't afford it, change it to how can I afford it? Do you feel the difference? How can I afford it? Opens your mind to the possibilities. It triggers your entrepreneurial spirit. You want to find ways. Your mind becomes creative and excited and motivated and inspired to find a way. All by changing a few words. And instead of saying, I'll try, make a commitment. I will. Feel the difference? And it says saying maybe, make a commitment. Yes, I can. or no, I can't. If there's a particular subject that's difficult with you, something that's happening that you're feeling really down about, what can you do to change it? And it might be something that's really like facts-based. Like for me, I got my blood work back. I have an area that I need to work on it. And I can beat myself up about it. Or I can say, okay, that needs to be worked on. What am I going to do to make it better? And put it into action. One is defeatist, beating myself up that results in nothing but more negativity. Or, okay, that's the fact. What can I do to make it better? It's self-talk is going to get you in the right direction or in the wrong direction. But then maybe the hardest thing is once you actually become aware of it, is I challenge you to sit down and list out positive attributes for yourself. It's a little harder than it sounds because most of us are somewhat humble. Not all of us, but what's good about you? Are you a good friend? Are you a good parent? Are you loyal? Are you honest? Are you dedicated? Do you persevere? Are you generous? Do you add value to other people's lives? Make a list of all those attributes. And you're going to start feeling better about yourself. And you know what? When you get stuck, have a little mastermind with a couple of girlfriends or boyfriends or good friends and get them to tell you what your attributes are. They have a whole lot longer list than you do. It really is true. And they're going to make you feel so much better. But when you make out this list, keep it around. Because then when that little devil on your shoulder comes up with a, you're not good enough, you can pull out that list and say, yes, I am. I can do different. I can get rid of that negative talk. And as I share when I speak about outwitting the devil, you've got the angel on the right shoulder and the devil on the left shoulder. Just raise that right hand and flick that negativity away because you want positive self-talk. And we live in a time when things are crazy and we're not in control of everything. So that fear sneaks in. But it's not just controlling it, but it's creating the positive talk. So your assignment is to start complimenting yourself. Good job. Reach out to somebody and make their day better. And then say, good job, I did that. Start complimenting yourself. Saying, how can I make this day better for myself? How can I make this day better for my client? How can I make this day better for my family? And then, good job. So I want you to plug in to positive self-talk. Raise your right hand and tell me you're going to go into positive self-talk and then use that hand to flick off that negative devil on your shoulder because you deserve the very best. So that's your assignment. Start complimenting yourself. Plug into positive self-talk and see how quickly everything around you gets better. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in the private Facebook group. So join us there, the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And for now, thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.